Hello, I'm Melissa Long at the CNN Center here in Atlanta on this Tuesday, March 11th. Here are some of the stories that are happening now in the news. 8 U.S. soldiers have been killed in 2 separate bombings in Iraq. The military says 5 were killed when a suicide bomber detonated near a foot patrol in Baghdad yesterday. Also, 3 troops died in a roadside bombing in the Diyala province. It makes yesterday the deadliest day in Iraq for U.S. troops since last September. 33 delegates are at stake as Mississippi voters are going to the polls today. The race between the Democratic senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama is so close, every delegate does count. Early turnout appears heaviest in the areas which have presidential and congressional voting on the ballots. Obama, who swept the other deep South states, has drawn enthusiastic crowds in Columbus and the state capital, Jackson. Clinton has already started concentrating her campaign on the next big battleground state, Pennsylvania. Republican Senator John McCain took his White House campaign to St. Louis today. He's kicking off a week of fundraising that will see him in New York, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Illinois. This morning, he answered questions at a town hall-style format meeting. He also told reporters he has been cancer-free since a bout with melanoma 7.5 years ago now. CNN confirming that aides to New York Governor Eliot Spitzer and the state's lieutenant governor have started planning for a possible transition. Federal prosecutors have linked Spitzer to a high-end prostitution ring. Investigators say Spitzer was a frequent client. The probe began as a look into possible money laundering after a bank notified the IRS of several large transfers of money between 2 accounts connected to Spitzer. Now, the governor has not been charged with any crime. The New York Republican Assemblyman also weighing in, saying the state leadership there, the state GOP leadership, will call for impeachment proceedings to begin if Spitzer does not resign within 48 hours. And the price of oil still climbing, setting record highs, in fact, breaking $109 a barrel. This as the dollar reaches fresh lows against the euro. Meantime, the price of gasoline has matched its record high. AAA now reporting that the average price of regular unleaded has gone up to $3.22 a gallon. And you're up to date. Those are the headlines at this hour. Do stay with CNN for more on these stories or other news of the day.